Tonight we get to listen to this young lady that I've loved her for several years now, but she moved away, and she moved because her heart loves her mother and her mother needs her right now. So that's a wonderful reason for moving, young lady. And so I'm eager to hear what her thoughts are. And I know you are too, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful little lady. Most of you here know her because she lived here and then decided to leave because her mom needed her. So that's a really good reason for going, don't you think? And here is Celeste. Wow.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming this evening. I am so, my heart is so full to see so many of you that I have been missing terribly, terribly, terribly over the past year. And like Millie said, I did have to move away to go take care of my mom. Really funny thing, really funny synchronicity. And that's when Millie asked me to talk today, I thought, you know, no problem. I told her a month ago I was coming and she asked me to talk. And I'm like, this will be easy. I do a Wednesday night forum now. I have a whole bunch of talks. And I have some really great ones on forgiveness and self-love and some really great things. And I'm like, they've been popular. That'll be good. And then I was like reviewing them and something kept saying, no, just speak from your heart. Tell them what's going on. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. And then I log on Sunday and little Miss Reverend Penny over there, first thing out of her mouth is, I'm going to speak from my heart and not write a talk today. And I start laughing and I text her right away, even though I know her phone's off. And I'm like, that's perfect. That's what they told me to do. Well, I'm going to take a little page from her. I didn't pick one of my talks that are already written, but I did put words down. I'm not as brave as she is. So last year when I left for Salt Lake City, I was really nervous and, as many of you know, very, very heartbroken. I did not want to leave. I knew I had to go take care of my mom, but I was really nervous about what the rest of this was going to entail for me, because moving here, meeting all of you wonderful people and learning from so many beautiful souls in this church, I grew so much and I healed so much that I was really afraid to move away and move back. I wasn't sure I was ready to be away from all of you, and especially you. But again, I knew I had to do it, so I did. The first 3 to 4 months were spent trying to get my mom and I settled and trying to get her medical issues, the reasons that I moved back, under control. I basically spent the first 3 to 4 months going to different doctor's appointments with her at least 4 times a week. So I couldn't work a normal job, so that was very stressful. My children, bless their souls, actually helped me the first 6 months while I was getting my mom settled because I couldn't work a job. So they pretty much paid quite a few of my bills, which I'm very honored and just can't even thank them enough. And then I also did like a few modeling and acting gigs. I'm winking at Kilsis because I keep trying to get her to come out and do them. Because those I could just do whenever. If I was open, they would call me. If I was open, I could go do it. If I wasn't open, then I said no, it wasn't like a job. So those were really fun. And then my niece and I started an online boutique, a business called Crystalline Tribe, and we make jewelry and crystals and all kinds of things. So that was a little something that at least kept me going. I still had something missing. I had a big, big piece missing, and that was my spiritual connection. I was so afraid that everything that I gained here, I was going to lose again because I didn't have all of you and I didn't have Millie. So I had to figure out some things to do. And if you guys have ever been to Salt Lake City, there isn't really a lot. There isn't a lot. Let's just say that. So I started looking online. I enrolled in the University of Arizona, Sedona. And I started working on my master's in theology in their ministerial program, and then with a focus on holistic counseling. And then I also searched online and took whatever courses that I could find. Again, a lot of them my children helped pay for. I took courses in talking to animals, intuition, how to channel, crystal readings, another course in remote viewing, a different type of energy healing, anything that I could find that spoke to me, I would just take so that I could keep trying to keep this vibe going and stay where I wanted to stay. And then as I was doing these classes, of course, I would start practicing on people. And the more that I would talk to people or do things, and the more that I would tell people about my experiences here at FSC, I want to be like Andy. I want to move this around now. I know how she feels. The more I would tell people about the experiences that I had here with Circle and with classes and just in Wednesday night forum and groups, everybody would be like, well, we want those here. And I would always be like, well, go to California. You know? And they're like, no, you can do that. And I was like, I cannot do that. And they would keep popping up and keep saying it to me. So finally, I decided that I needed to really think about this. And I needed to really take a look at it. And I did 2 to 3 weeks. It was about halfway through my third week of really serious meditations, just asking my spirit team to help me out. Give me a sign. Let me know what I'm supposed to be doing. And all of a sudden, I got this whole download. It was just like a flash of a computer downloading of things, all pretty much laying out a whole series of classes and exactly how I should teach them and what people are going to need to hear. And I was like, oh my gosh, I literally came out of that meditation and I'm like, is this real? And I'm like, started writing everything that I saw and everything that I felt and everything that came to me down. And then I got a whole bunch of people together, different friends and old coworkers, and we ran through a few of them. And the feedback that I got from them was just phenomenal. It was so much more than I ever could have imagined getting back from them. The way that it helped them, the way that it healed them, people that had never even heard or had a psychic reading or a mediumship reading were doing it themselves. And to just watch the enthusiasm that they had and the awe and the wonder that they had in being able to connect to spirit and connect to loved ones, I was just amazed. So after that, I started my meditations always asking, you know, what should I do? And they started giving me all kinds of stuff. And now I found a really wonderful place to work out of, and I teach so many classes. This is literally my life now. If you would have asked me a year ago what I would have been doing right now, this would not be it. But I could not be more happy. I teach a mediumship development class to adults, to kids, and to teens. That has just been phenomenal. And it's been so amazing to be able to call Millie. Like, I try to call her once a week or every other, and get feedback from her on everything and how things are going. I then started doing healing circles once I graduated a couple of classes so that they could still practice and experience that, and it's been amazing. Then I set up a Wednesday night forum so that students that came to classes could practice healing, could practice message bearing, could have this beautiful environment once a week where they just get together. They can bring people that have never even heard about this to experience it. I teach a kids' meditation once a week that has been absolutely phenomenal. I've gone into some schools, worked with the teachers, and shown them meditation so that they can do them every day with their kids in classes, and they've had great results. I discovered human design. For those of you that don't know it, I like to describe it as astrology and numerology on steroids. It is incredible. When I was introduced to this program, I joined a couple of groups on Facebook and LinkedIn. And within 3 days of posting my chart, I had people from around the world contacting me, sending me a free course, $3,000 course, sending me research that they have done themselves personally in human design for years, send me all the information and be like, you have got to do this. You were meant to teach people this. You were meant to show people this. And I just went down the rabbit hole and learned everything that I could about it. And now I do human design coaching for people. And it's amazing. It is amazing. I have friends all around the world that I talk to every other day, from Iran, from Ibiza, from Italy, just all over the place. And I just never would have thought that my world would have been opened up like this. And my computer just shut off. I do a girls' night out. That's really fun, once a month. Now, I think it's funny that I called that, because before I moved to San Diego 6 years ago, I used to run nightclubs. That's what I did for work. So I call it a girls' night out that we do once a month with a group of women, just get together, and we talk about spirituality. We talk about a different chakra. We talk about different issues. We talk about self-love. We talk about forgiveness. Bless you. But it's a space that women can get together and talk about things that they need to talk about, and they can feel safe, and they can feel accepted, and they can heal. And it's been amazing. And then most recently, I started a pyramid of restoration. And I met this man that built this pyramid that is just amazing. Those of you that have ever sat in or experienced the meditation pyramid, they've been used all around the world for a long time to help you just get a more in-depth meditative state. People walk into the room when we charge and set this thing, and literally just walking into the room, they say they can feel the healing energy coming out of that, out of the pyramid. It's amazing. It's just so phenomenal. Now, why am I sharing all of this with you? It's just water. I really struggled with talking about all of this because I hate talking about myself. My students or clients in Salt Lake City always, like, they'll start bragging about me to somebody in the shop, and I'll, like, shut them right down and remind them that it's not me, it's spirit. Because honestly, there's really nothing that special about me, except that moving back to Salt Lake 6 months ago, I moved a year ago, but 6 months ago, I finally allowed myself to step aside. I finally allowed myself to let go of my ego and to step aside and to allow spirit to use me the way they wanted to use me. And for some reason, I wasn't doing that here. I was a little bit, but I wasn't completely. We're all one. We're all from the same source, the same God, the same energy, whatever you want to call it. We are all connected, everything. There is not one of us here that is meant to be better than another, more advanced than another, less than another. We are all exactly the same. The path that we walk, the path that you walk, is your path. And it's perfect for you, for exactly where you are. You just need to accept where you are and be fluid with the energy, allow it to flow with you, through you, and allow yourself to grow and not stand in the way and block it. Life isn't about comparing ourselves to others. It's not about looking at somebody else and saying, oh, I am never going to sing like Lisa Sanders. It's not about looking at Reverend Penny and saying, I am never going to be able to give those beautiful, artistic, colorful messages that you give. It's not about looking at this phenomenal person standing here and saying, I am never going to touch as many people as she does. It's about being who I am in this moment, honoring who I am in this moment, and allowing that to be perfect. I used to sit in these chairs, and I used to sit out there and say, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that. I am never going to be able to get up there on Sundays. That's not me. I won't be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to give people messages like that. Comparing myself to others, blocking myself instead of just allowing it to be. you can have 10 Reiki masters in a room, and they can all give you a healing. And you are going to feel different energy from each and every one of them. And that doesn't make one better than the other. It doesn't make one less than the other. It makes them perfect. And it makes however it resonated with you perfect. You can be in a room with 10 mediums and each and every one of them can give you a message. And it can be completely different. Completely different. But I bet the bottom line in that message is completely the same. But you may resonate with certain words with one person or another person more. And that's perfect. That's what life is meant to be. It's meant to be connections and who we feel a stronger connection with. It's not because one person is less than another. You just resonate with that person more. The way they said it, the word they used, it might click something in you and you hear it and finally it sinks in. But it's all perfect. Four years ago, Laura Ortiz gave me a message. And it was a beautiful message. And in the message, part of the message was she read me a poem. And it was an excerpt from A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. And at the time, I literally sat there while she was giving me the message and saying it to me, saying, "You are talking to the wrong person. I don't know what you're seeing because that's not me." In the past 2 years, this has come up, and especially the past year, over and over and over again for me. And I want to read it to you right now. It reads, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within each and every one of us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Return to love and let your light shine. Don't let anyone put you in a box. Don't let anyone give you parameters on how to live your life. Tap into your own intuition, into your true self, the essence of who you are meant to be. And allow that beautiful light within you to shine in each and everything that you do. Thank you.
Working for God, Angel. I know God's clapping his hands right now and just being really happy for you. Not only that, she's taking care of her mom, who's got, you know, some senior issues, and she's there for her. I think that is absolutely wonderful.